Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 204. Sorry, Josh is making adjustments to his station.
It's not a euphemism.
That was a good start.
I like that. That was good.
Yeah. It's a little weird. I have a light out and it makes the whole store just look a little different. Yeah. It just looks a little different. It'll be fixed Saturday. No.
You're just having a stroke. The light's fine.
No. Sadly, the ballast needs replacing, which is far beyond my ability. I can change bulbs, but that one's beyond me.
The ballast is like three wires.
Yeah, but...
That's what he has Tony for.
That's what I have Tony for. But Tony's doing it Saturday.
Just don't do it live. It'll be okay.
Right. See, that's my thing. I don't like doing stuff that could kill me. I'll fuss with plumbing and stuff.
Shut the power off.
Yeah, I know. But then it'll be all dark, and I won't be able to see it.
See, I would rather mess with electric than plumbing.
No, not big plumbing, but like...
Because in my mind, I may hurt myself with the electric.
Yeah.
But if I mess with the plumbing, I'm going to hurt the house and cause a lot more damage.
I can fix like a toilet, you know, parts of a toilet. I've taken toilets off and put them back on. I can do that.
See, I prefer to mess with electricity because I'd rather get shocked and play with poo.
Well,
that's a good point too.
But also, I had to replace the garbage disposal. I was very proud of myself.
Garbage disposal's scary.
I am not a very good.
Anytime something gets caught in a garbage disposal, I immediately flash to horror movies.
Was it Children of the Corn? Yeah.
So I hear you.
Stick your hand in that blender.
But yeah, my dad was never a do it guy, so I never learned how to do stuff. You know, I know lefty loosey, righty tighty, but it's about the extent of my expertise.
Gotcha.
You learned that in college, right? Start of the podcast.
But he doesn't remember which ones is left and which ones is right.
No, exactly. Okay, yeah. Exactly. Well, it was written on my shoe toe, you know, the toes of my shoes. So. But I'm Colin McMahon, the inept owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Josh, also inept.
Dave.
Pat, not so inept.
Adam.
Definitely inept.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Is ineptiness a word? Because he's the most
ineptiness.
He would use the word.
Yeah. He would.
I would use that word.
Yeah, so this is going to be the last podcast because one of us is winning the Powerball. So, no, I'm kidding.
Then we just podcast all day long.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Say,
yeah.
If I win, we'll
pressure's
still have
up.
The
yeah, the pressure's up. Yeah. How much do I have to send you, Diamond? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. Okay. Pat, was there any news this week?
There was some news. So remember how last week we talked about the rumor that Daredevil is going to come out the same day as Batman vs. Superman? Mm-hmm. We said how stupid that is because I'm still going to go see the movie. It doesn't really matter. So they announced that it's not coming out that day.
What?
It's
after all the people saying DC sucks because they got a TV show going up against them? What?
Yep. Wow. Marvel budged.
Oh my God, Marvel backed down from the DC juggernaut.
They did. And Daredevil's going to debut on the 18th, which is a week prior.
Oh.
Which is
so
perfect.
You'll have time to watch it, and then you can go see the movie.
Right. As I said
before,
seemed
dumb to me to come out with them on the set. Why?
Well, but, I mean, it's not even cannibalizing your audience.
No.
Like I said, so worst case scenario, I'll go see the movie Thursday night.
So you come out a week early, now people can focus on you, and then after that
exactly.
They can, you know, it just seemed dumb to intentionally create a conflict.
Yeah.
So I'm glad someone at Netflix was smart.
If that was Netflix saying, no, we're not going to play this game or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, they did a small trailer that kind of...
I heard it was mostly old
footage. It was. Footage, it was all old footage, but it was just kind of well done.
That was the only reason I didn't watch it.
It was pretty.
Yeah, it looked pretty. Yeah. They announced it. John was it Bowerman who played
Bowerman
that played the Dark Archer is going to be penning a 12-issue Dark Archer miniseries. It's like his background. I think it's going to be digital
he and his
first.
Sister.
Okay,
yeah,
has,
okay, that's
has
cool.
he done anything like that before?
Nothing. They've been writing before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Books. I think a couple screenplays. I forget. I read an interview with them, but they have done some writing. He and his sister.
Okay. Kevin Smith is going to be directing an episode of The Flash.
I do believe my Facebook and Twitter feed were destroyed for about an hour by that. Like, everybody was sharing, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah. Thanks.
Were they happy about it, or?
I don't know. It was just sharing, you know, and then Comic Book Resources had to do it, Newsarama, and IO9, and, you know.
Like, I don't know how to feel about that, because I like his movies, but I...
Well, is it Arrow?
No, it's Flash.
Flash, okay.
And I'm just thinking, you know, does his style of filmmaking translate to TV, especially TV where you can't use the F-bomb every third
word? Well, he'll be okay with that.
It's just going to be all the Flash characters sitting around a table doing a podcast.
Oh, so it's going to be just like this. Awesome.
Walt's going to be in it. Flash is going to bring something in that he has. His attic.
My mom left this to me.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Coogler, who directed the last Rocky movie, Creed, is going to be the director of Black Panther. Which, from what I heard, and I haven't seen it yet, Creed is supposedly really
well
done.
Creed is quite good. Creed's quite good.
I really want to see it. My wife hates the Rocky movies, so I'm going to have to wait for that to come out.
I love the Rocky movies.
Hmm?
I love the Rocky movies.
I think you don't like them, Muzzle.
No, I really like them.
With the exception of, I didn't like 5, but I liked all the other ones.
You know what? I found that I could appreciate 5 more as an adult than when I was younger.
Nah, I can't appreciate it at all.
And I think the reason why I can't is Tommy Morrison. I just didn't like him. And then...
Didn't he die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And then the other guy that was like his manager was too Don King-ish.
That was a point.
It was, but it wasn't even Don King-ish as in, like, you know, kind of a parody of him. It was, they tried to make him Don King, and that was just like, okay, you know, whatever.
Touch me and I'll sue.
Yeah, for what?
Rocky punches him right in the hood of the car.
Yeah, he says, sue him for what?
Yeah.
But
yeah, Creed is pretty good. It's not perfect. They're, you know,
none of the Rocky movies were perfect though. That's, I mean,
one was pretty perfect.
Mm-hmm.
One had a robot.
For what that movie was intending to do, one was pretty perfect. Because one wasn't really a boxing movie.
No, mm-hmm. No. The best part and the part that everybody forgets is he loses in one.
Yeah. We don't forget now because now it's been copied in it. You know.
Yeah.
Like, look, what was the movie with Hugh Jackman and the robot?
Real Steel.
No, okay. That was essentially Rocky.
Okay. Yeah. I never saw
it. I missed that somehow.
The movie?
Yeah.
I think the robot lost in the end.
I never saw it. So.
Didn't really want to see it.
There was some news about the Marvel event Civil War
2. Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
Well, now that this one's done, we can start talking about that one.
Yeah. And apparently it has something to do with someone has precognitive abilities, basically Minority Report, and it looks like it's setting up between Tony and Captain Marvel as the two belligerents, and should they or should they not be using this person's powers to stop crimes before they happen.
Yeah, with kind of a reversal where Tony is now on the side of... You shouldn't sentence someone before the crime's committed, with Captain Marvel being their way. And
wait, what would Batman do?
Well, my problem is the characterization.
No, that was the Batman. The Batman Justice League Darkseid War issue.
Yeah. But the characterizations of Captain Marvel for the past 2 years and Iron Man doesn't feel like that's how the sides they would be on.
Yeah.
It feels like a cash grab to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To cash in on the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting concept, but I've already seen Minority Report, and the characterizations don't really fit, and since I just got hosed on Secret Wars, I don't know how I feel about this.
That, you know, that was something I was talking to Jermaine down at Acme Comics about. As I said, my fear is that people are going to be a little gun-shy on this one because of, well, Secret Wars was very good, just the delays and how it took over everything, and are they going to want to get into it, or is it going to be one of those, I'll wait till it's done...
Maybe I'll pick it up and trade.
Yeah, but a lot of Marvel events have been really, for a good while, have been kind of not great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you think that they already would have picked up on that by now.
But I think
it sells. You know, look at the top sales list.
I think Secret Wars still sold because they made such a big deal about this is changing everything.
Yeah. Like, and now we know it hasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really going to change, like, people coming in and getting it. I think they'll get it because they got the idea of the movie in their head. They're going to start pushing it out there.
I feel like I would be more...
I actually think that would piss people off more. If, oh, man, it's going to be Civil War. It's going to be Cap. It's going to be, you know, and then it's, no.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
I would be more interested if it wasn't called Civil War and being done just like a sequel or a new Civil War.
Yeah.
That story sounds interesting with the precogs, but...
Well, the other problem is we just had a Civil War.
Yeah.
Secret Wars, and I think that's going to lead to some confusion. Whoa, this is a follow-up of that. No, it has nothing to do with that.
They just gave us all these miniseries books that had the same name as the books we loved from before, and they, for the most part, paled drastically in comparison to those books.
Yeah.
Don't do it again. Like, give it a different name.
Yeah.
Do something different.
Call it the Precog War. Something.
Yeah, because my Civil War, you know, like the trade, like it's selling very well for everybody, it seems. But I don't, you know, it's not because of that. It's because of the movie and...
All three events that they've done so far have had, like, not creative names at all. Like, they've reused them. Like, Original Sin, Secret Wars, and now Civil War.
Infinity, which was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't even dawn on me when those were coming out. Each issue cover was a different Infinity Gem color.
Oh.
Mm. I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't really catch on to that, sorry. Mm. Considering the Infinity Gauntlet had nothing to do with the book, really, other than...
Well, Thanos was only looking for three pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although he was, you know, very prominent on the cover of the first issue and had nothing to do with it, so... Anyway, the Titans show that was proposed to TNT, that's not going to happen, which I think that's good. And it was interesting when they announced it, one of the things they said is just because there's such a glut of superhero TV
I can see that where it might get a little lost, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I see, because they had announced a while ago DC doing this comedy...
Powerless.
...thing. NBC? But then now Marvel has announced two comedy shows. They haven't really given specifics, but I was seeing
it
yesterday.
One is the one is a secret project, and the other one is I forget what the cleanup people.
Damage Control.
Damage Control. Yeah.
Wasn't Damage Control a DC book?
No.
No. Powerless is the DC one.
No, but I thought it was based on a DC book. I thought that was Damage Control.
Yeah, Damage Control's the Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah. They come in and clean stuff up.
Yeah. And then the other one is the Mockingbird spinoff show is going to pilot.
Which wanted?
I would say only one wanted because
that's
her,
what it's called.
Yeah, I know, okay. I know. But it's her and Hunter are the only two characters I really like on the show. Yes, I was trying to go there, but you know,
I sometimes I like Fitz and Simmons. Sometimes.
I like the more badass Fitz.
Yeah.
Not the mentally damaged one?
No, and after the
that was like on CSI, I didn't like the deaf Gil. It got tiresome when he was hard of hearing.
I thought he always, his mother was, and that's why, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they decided to bring it in, make it a plot point. It got tedious.
Yeah,
the Fitz not being able to...
He can't
deal
talk
with stuff.
And
yeah.
deal. Yeah, that was kind of weird. Although, and I really didn't like Simmons' character in the first half of this season. Like, hey, you went through all this to bring me back, but I really like for you to bring my boyfriend back too. Like, no. Like, that might be a bridge too far. I don't care how much I like you.
Well, I think she just wanted to save this other person that she had, you know, spent all this time with. I don't think it was a matter of he's my boyfriend. I name here. I think it could have been anyone, and she would have wanted to save them.
Mm-hmm. If Debbie posed that question to you, hey, would you bring my ex-boyfriend back from another planet? Would you go through all that trouble?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like it, but you'd be a pretty big dick if you didn't.
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather be the dick and not have a romantic rival than have to worry about that.
Well, you need to be confident enough that whenever he's there, you can still...
I'd be confident
enough keep the fires going.
Hey, if he was so great, he'd find his own way home.
This is turning into Level.
No.
Who's Adam Kroll? Who's Dr. Drew?
Anyway, so that's it for news.
A couple other things Did you see some of the characters they announced that are coming to Supergirl?
No.
There's Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow.
Well, I saw Bizarro, but they had announced that before.
I didn't see that
I saw
before.
That they added a cast member that from Firefly.
Joel State.
Yeah, too.
And I just saw something, somebody who I don't know was just cast as Mira, but I'm not sure where that's going to be.
I didn't see that one, but they said Jonah Hex is going to be on Legends of Tomorrow.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
That's yeah.
Pretty cool. Okay.
They said we're doing time travel. It makes sense that we would go back to see a Western version of the DC
universe. It's not going to be Brolin because he's Thanos, so.
Maybe they'll bring Megan Fox back.
Do you consider her the only good part of the movie?
If I turn the mute button on, yeah, pretty much.
I remember reading a review going, how can someone who grew up in the South not be able to do a credible Southern accent?
Were you going to mention to Josh the actress who played Supergirl on...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Laura
Vandervoort.
Vandervoort, yeah.
Is going to be Indigo on...
On Supergirl, yeah.
I think I did see that.
I like with Supergirl that they're bringing back all these people that have had ties to the Superman
franchise.
Universe.
Yeah,
that'd be cool if they brought in Tom Welling as Superman.
I really think that's what we're going to do.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
You know,
I would be very surprised if when they eventually show Superman that it's not Tom Welling. Just because they've gone through such effort to bring in Dean Cain.
Everyone else, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, he's still young enough that he could pull off a credible Superman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. That was the only thing I wanted to mention.
I got nothing news-wise.
You don't have any rants or any...
I do not.
What about questions?
No, we didn't get any questions. Oh, although, man. My God.
What?
The questions going to the
spam thing?
Oh, my gosh. Every day, and it's always the same... It's all in foreign language. It's like, what's the purpose of this?
Colin does not want to meet busty Asian women.
I don't know. I think it's more Viagra.
Well,
he does, but he shouldn't.
Yeah, and he doesn't need any of the blue pills. So just stop sending Colin that stuff.
We don't know.
No.
Do you have some sort of insider knowledge?
Oh, I knew that was going on.
Not really.
I was thinking that was a Matrix reference.
You should have had a question. Just make one up so this didn't start.
No, Dave, that totally was not a Matrix reference. If you take the red pill, you're going to sleep. If you take the blue pill, you're up all night.
That was a different version of the Matrix.
Okay.
That was the Domin Matrix.
I didn't see that version.
There we go. Yeah, so it's always in threes, but yeah.
Jeez. Well, they want to make sure you get it.
Yeah, there's more. Dun.
I have to look and see if there's some way to...
How many Nigerian princes are emailing us questions?
What?
How many Nigerian
princes? No, I don't click through, but...
Question. Walgreens Pharmacy, Edna, Minnesota. Don't know what those next words are.
Yeah.
That's it. A link.
Oh, click on that.
Oh, okay.
What's the worst that can happen?
It just burst into flame.
So, yeah, so no real questions. Lots of questions, but not...
Nedry.
Not real questions.
We lost Zach.
We lost
James.
Zach, yeah. Apparently they're... Or maybe we just haven't given them enough to send us a question.
They got tired of carrying the question segment.
Yeah.
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 They ran out after a while. They're like, I don't have anything else to ask.
It's like when you get to the end of the internet.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I feel that sometimes on my phone. It's like, okay, I've gone through everything on Facebook, everything on Twitter. I got nothing left. Yeah.
When you get to the point where you look at a page, then go look at something else, then you immediately go back to that page, you're like, I was just here. There's nothing new. That's,
you've
hit a wall.
Done.
Okay, well, I feel very bad, although it's not, well, I mean, it's my fault, but...
a small week last week.
But what happened was last week, my wife got me tickets to the hockey game on Tuesday, so I forgot to take, I didn't take any books home. Normally, after we put them out on the shelf, I'd do a lap and grab the books to take home and read some Tuesday night. Well, I left early, so that didn't happen. Then Wednesday, I forgot after the podcast. It's mostly, I want to get the heck out of here. And then Thursday, I think I forgot. So I just kept forgetting to take books home, so I never had books home to read. So I only read three, and actually two of them I read this morning. So,
you have an editorial today or anything?
No, I got nothing.
Nothing fun?
No, no, nothing fun.
Well, what books did you read?
I'm looking forward to Comics Pro, the more I think about it.
I didn't realize it was in February.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's about 5 weeks.
That's the one in Baltimore, right?
No, or it's in Portland. Portland. Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to it just...
boom bus.
Boom RV, yeah. Boom RV hasn't worked since they left.
Oh, I know you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you're thinking. As soon as I still look on your face, I knew. Eh, nothing.
Okay. But since we left Dallas, only because...
It's right before the end of the internet.
Okay. In Dallas, the Boom RV was right in the parking lot of the hotel. But since then, like, we've been in downtown Atlanta and downtown Portland, and there's no parking lot, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't really been able to do it like they used to do it. So we're just, you'd walk out of the hotel into the...
What's that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm going to say a wrong number, but...
It sounds like an alarm.
Yeah.
No,
it's just my phone. That's... No, somebody wanted to FaceTime, probably from my daughter.
That's why that one's going
to be crazy.
Sorry about that.
Welcome back.
Well, it says somebody wants to FaceTime. I'm like, nobody's asking to FaceTime me.
Maybe the Viagra people.
No, my daughter does that, but for some reason, because everything has my account.
Maybe it's Scott Snyder.
If you don't want to traumatize him by...
You just talk about Scott Snyder?
I don't think so.
Everybody else.
But the Boom RV, it used to be, you could just, you know, you could hang out at the bar in the hotel or go out to the Boom RV and drink for free. And basically, they out there would give you a little sales pitch type of thing. You know, that was your payment. But it was just a lot of fun. And, you know, especially a couple drinks in you, you're talking a little freer. You know, I think a lot of good information bypassed.
Like
no,
guys,
no, but not so much that.
You guys get me drunk, and I
yeah,
like that.
Well, I mean, there is that.
How many people do they fit on the Boom RV?
It could get crowded. Sometimes it would get really, really crowded, and you just kind of go, yeah, I'm out. I don't feel like standing screaming. What? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It seemed like something that a lot of people would flock to.
Yeah.
But if it's just an RV, it sounded like it'd be a big, sweaty, skinny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's in February, so it's a little chilly. No.
A lot of sweaty cargo pants.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just thinking about everything that's going on is I'm sure Marvel's going to tell us all about Civil War that we're kind of
going to talk to you.
That no, but that they do a presentation. But,
yeah, how was your presentation last year?
Yeah, not good.
And then they
didn't they leave?
Yeah, they left.
They throw a capsule down. Smoke goes.
Yeah,
in the turtle. You hear Vanilla Ice come on.
But yeah, just to hear what they have to say, hear what DC has to say. Just you know, guys, what are you doing? You know, what do you have going on? I mean, they'll probably talk to us about what's coming up in the...
Well, March is 50s.
And the 52... Well, no, March is 50s.
Oh, okay.
We're in 48s right now. But maybe what's going to... You know, if they're going to do something with 52 or what's going to come after. I'm interested to hear. I want to hear what Dark Horse has to say. What do you guys got? You had a good year with Fight Club, but that's wrapping up. So what do you got next?
Tell
and Boom
more
and
Rebels.
All those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, editorial-wise. But, yeah, I just didn't read a ton because I kept forgetting to take books home. But I did read, and I'm probably two of the books I'm sure nobody else read, so that's good. First one was A-Force, which was really odd because it's spinning out of the Avengers Zero that came out back first week of October. There was a little part of it was this story where there was like this incorporeal being or something
was that like
coming
a $7 to
yeah.
preview book
yeah
yeah
yeah that was coming to the space station that Captain Marvel was on, and I like half remembered that. Well, it turns out this character was from A-Force the miniseries, and she continued on remembering everything that happened, and she runs into Captain Marvel on the space station Alpha Flight, which we'll find out more about, because that's what Civil War is all about.
Oh, not like Alpha Flight, like the Canadians?
No, it was... I don't want to give it away, because it's from Secret Wars.
Okay. Something happens.
But she doesn't recognize her. It's like Captain Marvel doesn't remember Battleworld. If it is even the same Captain Marvel, we don't know, you know, how that all plays out. But so it, and then she goes later and she ends up on Earth and she finds She-Hulk. And then she also runs into Medusa, who apparently sacrificed herself in A4's Secret Wars. And so she was really stunned to see her. And just, it was just odd. It really wasn't like a female Avengers team. It was just loose bunch of random female superheroes tied together by this character who kind of knew them all. But she also talks in, like, words. Like, word, not a sentence, but just three different words in a row type of thing. So it's not like real sentences. It was interesting, but yeah, it was just weird as I'm reading it going, yeah, I kind of half remember reading something about this 4 months ago, but can't put my finger on it. So not horrible. The art was really good. But yeah, just I'm not sure where this one is going, what this one's place in the Marvel Universe is going to be. I mean, it had a bunch of female characters, but it didn't really feel like a female-centric type book. It just was a book with random female characters who didn't really seem to know each other.
But no reason to really get together.
No.
Or,
no. Last Contract was interesting.
Yeah, I read that.
Oh, you read yes.
I did read that.
Yeah, it was not quite what I thought it was. I made a mistake in reading the summary.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Hitman's hit list that was exposed. It was
the boss's or some other crime boss.
A higher up mob guy who didn't actually do the hits, but the guy who contracted the hits, his list of his contracts was getting out. And one of the people they wanted, the blackmailer wanted gone, was this guy for some reason. And he's like real old.
Yeah, it was like they
real,
specifically
totally
targeted this guy, but the other guy said, I'm not going to take any chances. We're just going to wipe the whole list out.
So it was interesting that showing this old guy really still has it, even though he's been out of the game a very long time.
I think he said 20 years or 30 years.
And it was interesting. And I like at the very end, like, well, I didn't have a beef with you, but I do now.
Yeah.
So
he left him outside in the cold with no coat.
Yeah, he took his coat.
And it made him ride in the back with a dead body for a while.
But then he left him and he took the car, so he had it was out
there. So he had to walk.
But an interesting idea. And now the hitman is going to find this guy who's the blackmailer to...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just kind of a neat little book. Art was interesting.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was different, but not good, not bad. I mean, not good, but...
It wasn't
mind-blowing.
It wasn't great.
But yeah, it was solid. It told the story. It did well. Awesome. Yeah, okay. Adam just finished reading Secret Wars.
Yeah, the ink came off of my hands.
Oh,
what do you expect?
God.
It's a Marvel book.
Yeah. You don't read them with gloves?
Badly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you read it with gloves, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's I can't read the issues. It aggravates me too much. So I have to redeem the code.
Oh, yeah.
And then you find out that they put the reveal on.
Which they put on a page that reveals big things sometimes. It's towards the end of the book.
Like this?
No, this time it didn't.
That's how they should do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
But
why did we need two ad pages?
So they had four.
So they could hide it.
Four ads. There's another ad page.
It's the ad block.
Yeah.
There's a bunch
and
of
that's
white
not
pages.
A
Whoa!
Two, no, but I'm just saying that's not a two-page spread.
That happened?
No, but I'm just saying that's not a two-page spread.
Trust me, if you could figure that out just by looking at it for a second,
if you can figure
I'd
out after reading the whole thing, yeah. But no, Last Contract I thought was good. And then the other one I read, I'm sure Pat read too, was Spider-Man Deadpool, which was fun. I didn't mind it, especially because it was only half Deadpool. I'm not a big Deadpool fan. I don't hate him, but I find a little Deadpool goes a very long way.
I was like Deadpool when he like is with something else.
Yeah, I mean...
Deadpool team-ups had some pretty interesting things, but it was... They were shorter stories, and it was... You know, one off. Yeah. I don't see how this book is going to be more than a 6-issue.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it either.
Okay.
Or I didn't love it. I'll put it that way. I don't say I didn't like it.
There was a good bit I was confused on. Just little things like Dormammu apparently is a robot, or that Dormammu is a robot.
Yeah, that I didn't get.
Maybe it was a pizza.
But still, in Deadpool somehow paid him in souls? I didn't quite get that.
I don't get either.
Deadpool coming up with a bag of souls?
Well, his wife...
I get that.
Yeah, his wife
still,
being who she is, I could see him getting that.
There was just one... The Dormammu thing was... It was fine until all of a sudden... He goes and he throws him the payment, and all of a sudden there's a little guy inside the mouth that reaches out to grab it. And you're just like, what the hell is that?
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it was that was odd. It was okay. It was fine. It was neat that it was Joe Kelly, who was the guy who really made Deadpool Deadpool, back on it.
The Deadpool in this... was more like the Deadpool I like.
Okay.
I had a bit of a problem with the story and a bit of the problem with, like, the Mercs for Money stuff, which is coming straight from the Deadpool ongoing, which I'm not liking.
Okay.
So it was...
At least it was Deadpool, not Deadpool Team.
Yeah, the Rainbow Coalition of Deadpools, which... Yeah.
Did you read the Vision in the back?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I meant to, and other things. I read the Valiant instead, and I much like that better.
Yeah.
Much, much better.
Woo! That's all I got. You guys are, you're on your own.
Adam?
That's it?
That's all I read.
Oh,
Adam?
I read a couple books for today, but...
You took like a stack of books home last
night. Well, that was today's books.
Oh, yes.
I read two of those.
Somebody get him a plastic bag to play with. Not you, him.
Oh, I'm like, what did I do?
No, I know what you did.
Star Wars 14. Did you read it, Dave?
Yeah. You should probably lump the...
This is part 5.
Darth Vader in with it, too.
Yeah.
Because
Darth
Vader 15.
Well, not everybody read that, so...
I went the other way. I didn't read Star Wars, but I read Darth Vader.
But Darth Vader was one of the ones I was allocated. So not everybody got one.
Okay.
Some people...
What was the reason for getting allocated on that, you know?
Well, it was because it shipped a week early by accident. But because our warehouse didn't have all the boxes, that's why we got allocated. We got the rest this week.
Oh.
But they accidentally shipped them a week early. I don't know why.
I don't know. Want to argue, you can't schedule comic books, which is BS, but let's go with that and say that's true. Once the comic is made and it's being printed, how do they screw that up?
My guess is it's a case with the printer is supposed to ship things a certain day, but the holidays, I'm sure, mess things up.
But just,
it messed up
just Marvel books, not anybody else's.
Stop defending them, man.
I know a BS story when I hear one, and that sounds like a BS story.
But, so yeah, I only got, like, one-fifth of my order of Darth Vader. So, like, only certain people got them.
Sad.
I'm sorry.
Did you get to read both?
Yeah.
Did you get to read both?
I read both.
Discuss.
Okay. Well, for Star Wars...
Well, because, Darth Vader just came out today for most. That's the reason I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying
Star Wars. Don't discuss the book that didn't come out.
No, it came out today. Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. So you don't want to talk about that at all?
Not the Darth Vader.
Okay. Star Wars 14.
I mean, we all know that Darth Vader down ends with Darth Vader killing Luke. I mean, that was obvious.
That's definitely.
I thought they just made out.
It's weirder than the Leia stuff. You know?
That was too creepy. I shouldn't have said that. That was really weird.
That was really creepy.
I don't know why. It popped in my head right away. That's weird, too. That's a podcast.
This issue started off with where the last one was dealing with Leia.
We started off fun.
Leia's
ready to sacrifice herself.
Yeah.
And she's found Darth Vader and ordered the rebels to attack.
Yeah.
That happened in the last Darth Vader book.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
And it also deals with the Wookiees fighting, which I really like that. That was what's the Wookiee's name? It's Black.
Wookiee.
Black.
You talking about Lumpy?
Huh?
No, not Lumpy. It begins with a K, I think.
Black
Car.
Yes.
I didn't write it down. I can't remember.
Like
yeah.
He's got this big scar on his face. And, but you never really seen any of them fighting before.
It was
kind of different.
Big Wookiee fight, yeah.
And you never really saw Chewbacca really fight. Like, he's usually throwing around weaker.
Well, he's got
characters.
That awesome gun. Even Han Solo liked this gun.
I like this.
They put that in after they heard us talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Just because of that.
Like, we need to show how powerful this thing is. Yeah, people don't believe.
Brought Harrison Ford back in and said, mm-hmm. "We need some bowcasters."
Yeah,
yeah. This wasn't the issue with the Darth Vader fight, was it?
Yeah. Well,
I think the
Star Wars issue was based. It had the Wookiee fight, and then you had Commander Carbon shows up, and he's having a lightsaber battle with
He doesn't agree with, like, he wants to get Luke so he can, because that way he can look better in front of the Empire.
Yeah.
And
Commander
Carbon. He really doesn't like Darth Vader.
No. He's like the Mon Calamari.
Yeah, he's the Grievous.
Grievous. Fish face, robot body.
Yeah,
That's him. And he has multiple lightsabers, and he did. He has multiple colored lightsabers.
It was something. It's, you know, when they do stupid things like there's a backstory, but they don't tell you in the movie. They tell you
they said it later on.
The visual dictionary. And he was like an actual general was like dying. So they basically made it in like an iron lung type deal.
It
was like RoboCop 2, but he had pneumonia.
Yeah.
I see.
It was to show you how they were going to use the technology later on to bring Darth Vader.
Right, it's like a first try for Vader.
Yeah, it was like a prototype.
I see.
I almost feel like this is the same body. Like, they just took it and, like, put his head on it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
We got this Grievous body just lying around.
Well, he even does the spinning lightsabers. Yeah. He has the four arms.
Well, if you had spinny hands, you would do that too.
That's true. I mean, why wouldn't you? But, I don't remember if he went to the temple or not, but he was on his way to the temple. The whole thing is about...
No, I don't want to say too much because I can't remember what happened.
Well, the whole book has been about him. He found the journal in previous issues, Obi-Wan's journal.
Yeah.
And it told about, like, this Jedi temple.
Dear Diary.
That's basically what it was. Yeah, that's how he writes.
Today, I saw this blonde-haired kid. He'll be the death of me.
But, it wasn't... Not bad. As an event goes, though, it's not really an event. It's not that exciting for an event.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's keeping, you know, some story going in it. And the after they show you the next issues of books after this event, and like it looks like they're going into the past a little bit. I think with Star Wars, that I think they're going to do a little bit following Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Maybe it's going back into the journal a little bit, and then I don't know what they're doing with Darth Vader. But I thought that seemed kind of interesting, if they're going to go in that direction. Because that's another character you don't really know about. What did he do in the time when he was on Tatooine?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that's the time you don't know about.
Yeah.
They did three movies with him in it.
Which is what we've been talking about, too, is that's why Darth Vader does so well, I think, is because we don't know what he was doing besides what we saw in Star Wars, where the Star Wars characters... Yeah. We knew exactly what they're doing. The whole movie was mainly about them.
Yeah, but I also think with Darth Vader, it's really a Dr. Aphra book with Darth Vader being a secondary character who just comes in, acts all Darth Vader and leaves, and it works well.
Yep.
But if you wrote Star Wars Dr. Aphra, no one would know.
Nobody would buy it.
Yeah, no one would buy it. So you call Darth Vader.
Yeah, she's a good character, too. I've
called Vader Aphra team up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you said Vader Afro team up.
I would read a Vader Afro book.
I would too, yeah.
Like Vader Shaft?
That would be awesome.
Oh, man, he's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Talking about Vader.
And I can dig. The one thing you were saying, though, about the event and how weak it is, like, I'm not reading Star Wars, and I wasn't going to read Star Wars just for Vader down.
Yeah.
So I'm getting every other piece of it, and I'm able to follow it.
Or are you following it?
Yeah, without a problem. So I think it's almost like, okay, nothing is really happening in any of the books because I am able to read it. And it sounds like, okay, so if nothing's happening, but even if you just take the Darth Vader books, not a whole lot's happened.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I you could do that with Darth Vader. You couldn't do that with Star Wars. Like, you couldn't read just Star Wars because Vader is such an important part to it.
Okay.
That if you would, I think it would throw you off more. But Darth Vader, yeah, you could probably do that a little better with that. But no, it wasn't bad. It's not bad. It's just not really event worthy. It's not, you know, they didn't really need to give it a name like Vader Down and market it as this big crossover event. It wasn't hardly that at all.
At least it's in the regular book, so you don't have to buy something separate.
Exactly. Amazing Spider-Man. This is the beginning of a new arc. It wasn't bad. It follows. It's.
Is this Amazing Spider-Man or is this the point issues?
This is Amazing Spider-Man. Okay. This is Amazing Spider-Man. I didn't get a chance to read the point issue. It's starting off a Mr. Negative story. It's always you. The last big point series that they did, he was kind of an antagonist because it was like
the spiral.
That spiral story. I don't remember what happened to him at the end, but this starts off with him being in a prison that's a boat. He's on a ship, and he's shackled.
He's all like, I'm on a boat.
But the thing is, he's not Mr. Negative. He's his alter ego. Mark Malig, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there like, I don't know why I'm here. Why am I being held captive? You know, let me go. And, the boat is taken over by, oddly enough, Cloak and Dagger. And they
don't seem
him.
Like the pirate hijacking type.
They also aren't usually villains. And
I didn't think they were ever villains, were they?
They're villains in this. I have a feeling somehow they were switched with the negative power. Because that's what it kind of does. Like, when he was able to change Aunt May, turned her into, like, the negative Aunt May, and she was just nasty.
No wheat cakes for you.
Yeah, exactly. She was just awful.
Kick Miss Lion.
But they try to get him out. Some part of the story is dealing with Peter in China and... some sort of doctor, and they're trying to... I had no idea what was happening in this part of the story, because it was just too much of the business part, and I think that's the worst part of this series so far, is just when they go back to the business, and they're just like, oh, well, Peter, and now, you know, and he tells him, well, don't, you know, tell your friend Spider-Man, or Spider-Man can do this, but you can't, Peter, and it just gets old after a while. After a while, you're just like, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. But it seems like Negative, Mr. Negative has... Well, he says he was going back to China. So they're going to meet... They end up meeting up. Cloak and Dagger show up and, you know, wanting to take Peter. They don't know he's Spider-Man. Negative shows up throughout... Coming through Cloak, the portal. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you, it's, you know, nice to meet you, Peter. And I thought about it, and I was like, he knew him already, because his aunt worked for her at the soup pantry or whatever.
Soup kitchen?
Yeah, and they met. So they would have known each other, so it didn't make any sense.
Well, unless he lost his memory.
Oh, because of...
when he lost his Mr. Negative powers, he lost his memory, maybe? But that should have been explained. You should have to guess that.
Should have, yeah, exactly. But I kind of like the character Mr. Negative. I liked when they brought him out. I followed those stories, and I thought they were really good. So,
but it seems like, and he played a big part in the last 25 issues of the
big
of,
time.
Yeah, of the old Spider-Man series. Not so much in Superior Spider-Man. But then now he's playing such a big role, and it's like Spider-Man has such a huge rogues gallery. Use some other people.
You know what? I didn't really like how they concluded the arc that was dealing with Mr. Negative when they first introduced him, because they kind of just ended it, and then he disappeared. And that's one of the things I kept saying about Dan Slott. Dan Slott creates a character. It's not a bad character. He does some weird way of ending it, and then you never see him again. So I was surprised to see Mr. Negative show back up, because there's so many characters he created, or that they created for these arcs that maybe he wasn't involved. Like, they had one character that was, I think they called her Paper Doll, and she was basically, she was able to turn like two-dimensional multiply. And put herself on a wall and hide herself in paintings, and she was like camouflage. Really good story. It was a two-book story, which Spider-Man two-book stories are always really good. When they're all drawn out forever, they get really not that interesting. But, you know, it's a start to a new arc. I want to see what they're doing, but I really wish they would lay off this super spy Peter Parker as Tony Stark thing. It's not that interesting. But not a bad start to an arc, so. Swamp Thing?
I read that.
I really like this.
I thought it was good, not great.
Did you not like the feel of it after reading the previous arcs of the regular Swamp Thing series, that it kind of went back in style? Like, the writing style was older, the art was an older style?
This is going to sound a bit douchey on my part.
Okay.
It just, the other ones seem much more creative, and this just seemed like, I don't know, it wasn't as... This is where it gets douchey. It didn't feel like a sophisticated Swamp Thing story. It just felt like he's in the swamp fighting a crocodile.
Yeah.
And like,
I get
Kermit sitting on a log.
Where they put more depth into the last story, that there was much more story, there were a lot more interesting things.
Yeah, like this just almost felt like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, this seemed like more of a basic Swamp Thing
story. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, it doesn't feel like what you previous would have read. But if you were into the old stuff, like, I think it did well.
What I liked, this book had a very strong, almost like occult noir feel to it.
Yeah,
which I liked a lot.
Like a Constantine kind of feel, or like a Justice League Dark.
See, I don't know if I would. Compared to either one of those books, it just, you know,
had an old horror comic.
Yeah,
okay, like,
yeah,
an old horror noir.
But that's how that style of the book when it first came
out. Yeah, maybe occult was the wrong word for me to use, but yeah, an old horror style. And the art really played into that, and the dialogue.
Yeah.
I
was telling Pat earlier on that a lot of the over descriptive caption bubbles
worked really well.
Yeah,
it worked really, really well for that.
Yeah,
I think.
I really liked it.
They did a great job of really, like, painting the picture. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it.
No, I get what you're saying, just after what you were reading before. I did like how they stuck to the old stuff, but then they had he's still an avatar of the green, and they did make sure to mention that. So it still must be the Swamp Thing that we were reading before. Now, the only thing I thought was a little different, he didn't talk, like, he wasn't written like the Swamp Thing that we were reading before either.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of seemed more...
Or the Swamp Thing that we've seen in recent books, like he was in Constantine recently.
Yeah.
This
one was more kind of like... he seemed like a tough guy, like some sort of...
I almost get the feeling this is the Swamp Thing before Alec Holland was resurrected.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a pre-convergence...
Yeah,
I think so,
because even when it's showing, like, the quick backstory, it didn't mention how, like, that first Swamp Thing wasn't really Alec Holland, it was them kind of making him in, you know, like a clone almost of Alec Holland, but I don't know, I could be wrong, there wasn't a whole lot of information there yet, it just, some things didn't seem to match up, and just, I like the feel of it.
Take it on its own, though.
It just seemed like a really easy story to tell for a Swamp Thing book. It didn't seem like there's any real, like, flexing of, you know, creative muscles when trying to create this story. I'm not saying it's a bad story. It just it wasn't.
You expected more.
It just wasn't exciting at all. That's all. It was good, but nothing to.
It didn't have anything huge in it.
Yeah, nothing to make you say, "Oh wow, I really can't wait for next, you know, next month to see what happens." But I mean, it's worth picking up still.
I like this enjoyable idea though of these minis that they're going to be putting out. Like, I've been following the ads.
They've cut back on a lot of these minis though.
Yeah. He was talking about Metal Men.
We're not getting it anymore.
We're not getting it at all?
It's going to be part of that Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which, that I was really looking forward to that mini.
Yeah. I was too. No, I didn't know that. Oh, well. I can't win. Archie 5.
I read that.
I read that, Dave. was this the first time they've used this artist?
I think she was on the last issue, too.
Okay. I can't remember if she was or if she wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the artist change at all.
No, I didn't either. I liked the art. It wasn't that... I mean, Fiona Staples, she's great.
Yeah.
But
I thought the
quality... Yeah, the quality didn't drop at all, I thought, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not by much.
This story deals with the big plan to... take down Veronica.
Yeah, well, they want to save Jughead. I mean, save Archie from destroying his life by getting into a relationship with Veronica.
Yeah, because they keep seeing it as Veronica's using him.
Yeah,
and they develop like this plan with Reggie.
So they go to Reggie to get his expertise.
Yeah. And I like how she drew Reggie a lot better than Fiona Staples was. Okay. She was making the character look too much like the Fonz.
Like the Fonz,
yeah. And I was just like, this character does not fit. Well, he comes in a leather jacket, his hair is all slick.
He was riding a motorcycle in this issue, wasn't he, too?
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was in the one scene.
Hit a jukebox.
Yeah, it was when he found...
Repair it? I don't think
that's right.
Would.
He was when the girl was taking the pictures.
So they want to set up so they want Jughead to get Veronica mad. So Veronica will be mad at Jughead, and Archie will see this and say, "I can't hang out with Veronica because she's mad at my friend." Then Reggie goes a different route and puts. Puts Archie's photos in a girl's locker.
Yeah.
So Veronica gets mad at this innocent bystander.
Yeah. Who was the girl who was taking the photos?
Right.
That Reggie runs into.
Right.
Of, I don't. Was he taking? Was she taking? She was taking pictures of Archie because the whole thing was that she was going to show Veronica why she has or something. Did Reggie put the photos in there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. But it turned out that she was creating some sort of, like, new fashion. That was, like, an Archie fashion.
Everybody
was, like, wearing, like, a little bow tie and, and just everybody looked like Archie.
Oh.
And, Veronica was really like that.
The other thing was, in exchange for saving Archie from himself, they had to, in return, they had to give Reggie a fake ID.
Yeah. And then Betty and Betty kind of ruins the whole plan that Reggie had without knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to fix it, and but Reggie was kind of irritated with that. It's fun. Like, it's a fun light book to read. I think that's why I like getting it. It has a little bit for everybody. A lot of younger kids would love this. Not too young. I'd say, teenagers would like it.
I think anybody
middle school
enjoy
age.
It.
They'd really like it. Just, it's fun. It's light. There's not too much. But it sticks to the old Archie kind of feel. It still has that feel. But they've modernized it.
Yeah. It's not written down.
So if you were a person who read Archie as a kid... you could pick this up and still enjoy it. It's just more modern looking, I think. And I think this book, I think the Archie books needed that.
It does. It's a great update.
Too. Yeah. It's fun. It really is.
As long as it keeps coming out every month.
Hopefully. Wasn't this one late? I feel like this one was delayed.
I don't think so. I think they've been, the Archie and Jughead
books have
been coming
pretty
out
much
pretty
much on. Yeah.
On time.
And I like how they have the multiple covers that you can pick what you're wanting.
Archie's pretty good about shipping their books on time. There's really hardly any
delays. You missed
delays.
The whole conversation that we had before the podcast.
Oh, no, I was kidding. I was being sarcastic. They have, like, five books that come out a month, right? Yeah. Or come out, I shouldn't say a month.
But they solicit like 38.
You might be overestimating.
No, how many books like does Archie have that are ongoing?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, maybe I did miss it then.
Nah.
Yeah, this is when you were getting food.
Oh, okay.
But Colin said they're like, they solicit and cancel the most books.
Yeah. It just seems like it as I'm going through order.
They have those Dark Circle books, the Shield and Hangman.
They don't have a lot of those.
Black Mask.
Black Hood.
Black Hood, yeah. But then they also do like all the Sonic books and all that. That's
oh,
Archie.
That's true. They do those, yeah. I was just trying to think how they stay like afloat with having that amount and not having so much delay on those. I mean, I understand the whole artist issue with Afterlife, but there's sooner or later you need to get your book out so you have a product to sell. Yeah. I don't get that part.
I see something recently. IDW is going to be handling their international distribution for Archie.
Oh, really? That makes sense. They've been really well, and that's what I said. If anybody would ever end up with Archie Comics, if anybody would want to buy it, it would be IDW. Yeah. But if they change the artist on or the writer, if they change the writer on Afterlife with Archie, would you still pick it up?
The writer?
Yeah.
I would give it a chance because the writer, a new writer, come in and have the same.
Would you rather? Why I'm saying that is the new
I'd rather
writer.
See a new
would
writer
you rather
with
get
the book
a new book?
All the time, yeah.
Would you rather get the book? Or wait for this guy to come out with a book.
But I don't think it's the writer
at this point. It's Frank Avila is busy now.
Yeah, well, but isn't it what you were saying?
Well, just the writer. Yeah, because the writer is the writer on Supergirl, and he's just behind.
But that's the thing. I mean, I like the books, but he's not going to come up with anything. It's just so earth-shattering. I'm like, okay, well, I'm willing to wait 6 months for this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that anyway. And I really didn't.
I would wait 6 months between an arc, but 6 months between each issue. That's
right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's nothing.
I'd rather by now have got the book with a new writer.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious about that. But that's it. That's all I read.
Wow.
Well, I had one, but I'm going to save it for something.
What is it?
It's Batman and Robin. Figured we wait on that one.
Oh. No one else read.
Nobody wants to pick it up. Nobody?
No.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody reads that.
Oh. Garbage crap. Weekly books.
Nobody reads Batman.
Nobody reads that. That's ridiculous. Who?
Yeah. Sheriff of Babylon.
I've heard good things, but I haven't read it.
It's a pretty interesting story.
Read that one.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay, well, so there you go.
It's not
I did.
It's
not, but I read
can't
it.
Talk about it.
This is the second issue in this. Chris, who is the American contractor who's over in Iraq training Iraqi police forces. I think it's early 2004, so it's after the fall of Baghdad. One of his guys, actually several of his guys, were killed. He's investigating kind of informally what was going on.
It's like the Iraqi policeman he was training, so he doesn't really know them or anything.
Yeah. So he meets up with a actual Iraqi police detective, and this was all brokered by, I think she's a councilwoman.
Yeah.
I think that's what she is.
She's got her hands in a lot of pots.
Yeah. So she kind of links the two of them up, and this Iraqi policeman says, yeah, I'll take care of the body, I'll get him to his family, whatever. So they go, they get the body, take the body to his family's house. And
My favorite part of that, though, they go to the morgue, and the two guys in the morgue are like, look at this video. Is this guy? It's like, this is on all the news. It's like, yeah. He's got this same mark on his chin, and his throat was cut. And they find this guy, and the Iraqi detective goes, oh, no, that clearly can't be. It looks
it's
like the same guy,
right,
but he's cut
left to right,
and you can see on the video they're cutting the throat right to left. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they get in the car. He's like, wow, you could really tell that. He's like, no, I can't tell which way his throat was cut. Yeah. But they just basically
he just said, I know the
guys.
Difference between two different Iraqi men.
Yeah.
And everybody watches CSI. So they get the body to what should be his family's house, and then we find out that the family has been killed. They kind of talk it out, and like, you know, whoever did this, it wasn't quiet. It was loud, and it was meant to be. It was, you know, kind of to let the whole neighborhood know.
Because they would have killed the cat.
Yeah, you know, if you, what it appears to be is, you know, if you work with the Americans, you're going to be killed, and so is your family. You know, so it, and you know, the time frame kind of works for for insurgency stuff. So, I've liked this book.
It's Tom King, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mitch Gerard's art, very moody, very
Tom King has really quickly like established himself as a as a solid comic book writer.
But it's interesting because he has a CIA background. So,
because Grayson was his first dip into comic writing, right?
Right. And what Convergence? He did the main Convergence book.
No, that was a different guy.
Oh, that was a different guy?
Jeff King or something.
Oh,
yeah,
the white collar writer or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was also his first comic book, I think.
Yeah, and it showed.
No difference.
Zing.
Am I wrong?
No.
I'll say this, for first time doing it, not a bad effort, not worth the money that we spent on it, but he could be proud. I mean, it's first time. I mean,
he's published, we're not.
Nothing against him. But yeah, Tom King, with Grayson being his you know, first outing, and then suddenly he has Omega Men and The Vision and Sheriff of Babylon, and I think... Mm-hmm. Does he have something else, too?
No, I thought he did have something else. I thought there was something else that I remember reading. It might even have been last week that he wrote.
Yeah,
I can't think of what it was. Terror.
But he has a few books under his belt now, and I think even with Grayson, he is scripting it, and Tim Seeley is helping out with the plotting. But yeah.
No,
very good writer.
Doctor Strange.
I read Doctor Strange.
I don't know how to feel about this book. It's just really weird.
It's really weird, but I like it. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it is. So, you know, what's going on is magic is basically dying out. The book actually starts off years before when he was with the Ancient One.
Not the character magic.
No. The magic powers, where the Ancient One wants Doctor Strange to punch him, even though his hands are all messed up. He's like, you know, there's a price to pay for every punch. And then what we find out, then I guess he's throwing up for 3 days. Like, magic is putting him into this, but prior to that, he had never felt the consequences of it.
I really like that because, you know, it is so hard to... In comic books, you know, to get a basis for magic to be on an understandable level of what it could do to a person, what it takes to be a magician.
Well, yeah, it's like, why not just magic everything if you can do it? Well, so, that's why.
I thought this was... So I enjoyed the explanation at the beginning of the book for that.
Yeah. I think the art in this book is great.
Yeah.
The story so far has been a bit confusing. I mean, not horrible. You can follow it, but it's been a bit confusing. I think... I'm kind of wondering, is this a direction they're going to take Doctor Strange in the MCU, and that's why it's being written this way?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just, this is how Jason Aaron wanted to write Doctor Strange, so he's writing it this way? I kind of feel like this is what it's going to be like in the MCU. Which I kind of like, because it shows that there's consequences for the magic. Otherwise, you know, why haven't we seen this the whole time? You know, there has to be some event that makes him do it because there's a consequence. So I think it sets
that up a lot.
I
mean, with magic and a lot of
stuff. They didn't have Jason Aaron's Thor be in line with the MCU version of Thor, so...
No, but I think introducing that type of concept... Because you have, like, Scarlet Witch. Well, we never see her throwing up because of magic. Or magic, we never see her throwing up because of magic. You know, whereas this, we're starting to see, okay, there are consequences to just casting spells all the time.
I think the Marvel's idea of magic is very scattered.
Yeah, kind of like science.
But it's worse with this because you have Doctor Strange, who, when you look at him, you're thinking, okay, he does magic.
Like, his powers are purely just based on magic, where Scarlet Witch have other powers as well.
And then magic, What, I don't know, like, I forget what she does exactly.
She can teleport people and...
Yeah.
Does she, like, have that...
Hers is more, demonic magic.
But then they always have Doctor Strange, like, well, I can train you into doing this, but is his magic the same as her magic? Like, it doesn't...
Well, it's like, if you know karate, you can go to a kung fu master and learn some new stuff.
But their magic seems so different, like, when you're reading it.
I mean...
How they visualize.
Because he helped... He mentored her.
Yeah.
And then in that Uncanny X-Men...
Which one, Scarlet Witch?
No, Magic.
Okay. Yeah, he's mentored a bunch of them.
And in that Uncanny X-Men... Pat derailed me, sorry.
That's why it's not a video cast.
That's why I did it.
And then in those two Uncanny X-Men... Or Uncanny X-Men and maybe it was All New X-Men, the Flash Forward issues... Where it followed Ava Bell whenever she teleported far into the future. Yeah. I think magic was the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That point.
It's just, they have a lot of characters in Marvel that use magic, but it's never really set in stone.
I feel like they just throw the word magic around a lot.
Yeah, and they don't really have an idea of how, they're using it. Where DC with, like, Constantine and
Zatanna
and all these magic characters seem to have like one, they seem very connected, especially now. I think they connect them a lot better than they did. They've always been that connected. But Colin was saying, what was it? Scarlet Witch, you read that book,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of changed it up where she's actually a witch more, not just a mutant with reality-altering powers.
Right. Yeah, because she's not a mutant.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, but that's another can of worms, but she's open, but, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked Doctor Strange. It was a little weird.
A little weird. I like the scene in the bar with no doors.
That's been really interesting.
With all the...
magic users
they
in the Marvel
out,
universe.
You know, all the Sorcerer Supreme from different dimensions are being killed, so... Doctor Strange, meets all the magical beings in this bar that only they can find to try to formulate a plan. And there are these new characters in there. I guess there are new characters. Some cool names. Mahatma Doom.
Yeah.
Count Chaos. K-A-O-Z. And,
Is there General Disarray?
No General Disarray.
You had a Z to it.
just a bunch of them. So I thought that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Green Lantern.
I read that.
I liked it. I liked the stuff with him in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of him reconnecting with his family. And there was a scene where he's sitting next to an old woman whose husband had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Or I think it was a heart. It was either a heart attack or a stroke. And they were waiting to see what was going on with them, and they were talking, and I just thought that was a really cool scene, because he hadn't really connected with anybody since he left Oa.
The only thing that threw me off, and I know why they did it, because it's that way that the conversation happened, but when he was sitting there in his, like, full, Green Lantern, not Green Lantern,
Green Lantern Gauntlet,
Green Gauntlet, get up and everything, it's like, why wouldn't he have just had the... outfit, disappear when he was going into the hospital, but...
Yeah. And then, whatever the Sonic guy, I forget.
Solar.
Sonar.
Sonar.
Yeah, when Sonar, goes on TV and the old lady tells him to go get him.
Yeah.
What kept playing in the back of my mind was the scene in The Running Man where the lady bets on Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Which I can't repeat her line, but... That was
mm-hmm.
That just kept playing in my head. Her telling the Green Lantern to go get the guy, and that was different. The louder they are, they blow up. That was I just thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Parallax shows up at Oa, sees what's going on, and says he's headed to Coast City
because Hal Jordan needs to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. The only thing I didn't like about the issue was the Parallax stuff, because it just felt kind of tacked on.
It felt forced.
To this issue, yeah, forced. I feel like the Parallax stuff should be its own issue, then, instead of just force it onto the last couple pages of this other story.
See, I didn't... It did feel forced, or, you know, tacked on, but I thought of it more like, you know, the stinger at the end of a Marvel movie, where it kind of gives you a hint of what's going to happen next. My assumption is Parallax isn't going to show up in the next issue. My assumption is he's going to deal with Sonar for a couple issues.
I don't know. I have a feeling we're going to see Parallax at the very end for a couple pages with, for each issue.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's not going to show up and you know, confront Hal immediately. It's going to be, you know, so like Thanos. Thanos showed up at the end of the Avengers, and he showed up at the end of...
You're right. It's probably going to be a confrontation in issue 50 or 52, yeah.
Yeah. And right now, it's just kind of giving you the setup. Especially for someone that didn't read Convergence, may have no idea who Parallax is, so they're trying to show who that is. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was cool. Yeah. And I liked the coloring book cover.
Yeah, I wish I got the coloring book cover. Had I known that the regular cover was underneath that cover, I would have bought it, but I didn't know until after the fact.
I read Deadpool. He fights Madcap. That's all I'll say. It's
the shortest review
ever.
Great review. I like that.
Yeah, see? And then Batman and Robin Eternal.
I read that.
I know Adam read it, but he wanted to hold off. But I don't think Dave's reading it. Are you, Dave?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So, yeah, so... It goes, again, it jumps back in time, and mm-hmm. it's showing what went on with Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And it shows that Batman basically blackmailed the Scarecrow. I thought that the whole thing with the bomb that Scarecrow set was already deactivated, but he sent Dick up there to kind of, here, go get me coffee while I, you know, yeah. while I deal with this, but he didn't know. I thought that was kind of a dick move.
Yeah. I mean, Batman does a lot of those.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was like, wow, that's
his MO.
You know.
Especially earlier on when he was dealing with him.
Yeah.
A lot.
I just think.
That's a lot of why he became Nightwing.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of what they're trying to get to with it, because it's like. You can kind of see he really didn't trust Dick, at least at this point in time. Obviously, Dick's proven himself over time, but this is... And that's one of the things. They never really tell you how long he had been Robin at that point. So the assumption is it hadn't been very long, so he's still making rookie mistakes.
Who do you think Batman's best partner is? Not so much best person at being his partner, but who do you think... Out of all of his partners, who do you think is the most capable one is?
The most capable?
It has to be, like,
I would
sidekick.
Like Damian, Drake, Todd,
well, and I think Grayson. That's, like, in terms of, if he gets into a fight, I'd rather have, Alfred, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
really,
if it comes down
to... Batgirl never would really call partner.
Yeah, that's why I didn't,
When it comes down to a fight, I'd rather have Damian with me. But in terms of detective work, I'd rather have Tim with me.
I'm talking about, like, the whole package.
I think later Dick Grayson. I think Dick Grayson was a lot more...
Wow.
You woke
I personally think Dick is the whole package. Is that what you wanted?
No, he likes Dick's package. That's what I... Oh, no, but I agree. Dick Grayson, I think, is the...
Like, it's
just
always...
Over time, I mean, just...
Well, yeah,
it's
always
so
said,
much time.
They're always saying, like, how, you know, Tim Drake is the, you know, the closest to
being... But Tim's
being
still
Batman.
Young, where Dick was with him youth through adulthood.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He had that time to learn where... Doesn't matter what continuity, Tim is still really young.
Well, and that's, you know, Dick became Batman and could take on that role.
Yeah.
None of the other ones could for various reasons.
And a lot
According
of the
to
thing,
the new book, he's got a great package. So.
Yeah.
Everything I read online is all about that.
They all have their own skills.
Yeah.
Sets. But the thing about Dick Grayson is that he is able to... I think being that he's an acrobat and all of that, I think he's able to do a lot more than the rest of them are. And I think he can do a lot more with fighting.
Well, but I think it's somewhat unfair, though, to go, okay, well, Dick Grayson, well, at this point, you know, he's been Robin, he's been Nightwing, he's now a Spiral agent, and then compare him to, say, Damian, who's 10.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's obviously the maturity level's a little bit different, but if you just take Robin versus Robin versus Robin...
Yeah. We've seen the flash forwards for Damian. We know what kind of a mess that turns out to be.
Yeah, that does turn off. Yeah, that does not turn out well.
And yeah, you can't even put Damian into that because he's just not. He isn't. He's not that good. Like, he's good at what he does, but what. He's
yeah,
not,
I mean, I'd rather have him in a fight
he's
with
not
me, but I don't think, you know, I wouldn't want him to try to solve a big case. That's just, you know, you can't.
He's a little too arrogant, still.
Yeah, you can't cleave everybody to...
Not as arrogant as when we first introduced to the character, but he's...
Tim Drake is rather arrogant, too.
Yeah, he is. Especially the new 52 version of him. He's the smarter of them.
He's
and I think that's where the arrogance comes from, is the fact that, you know, he...
But it's always to his detriment. Like, the arrogance seems to always hurt him in the end.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to defend it, but it's almost like, okay, if I'm so much smarter than everybody, my plan's going to beat them before it even gets to that point anyway. And, you know, sometimes brute force just beats smarts.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's kind of like the Lex Luthor syndrome. He's so smart, so he becomes arrogant, just thinking, well, no one can defeat me anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there's lots of ways to defeat you.
Yeah, it just seems like sometimes Grayson's street smarts end up getting the job done better than Drake's like book smarts
book
or whatever.
Smarts,
yeah,
his tech ability or, or all that. Yeah.
Like sometimes it seems like he almost overthinks it.
No, nobody factored in Jason Todd at all.
He got blown up by the Joker. I mean, come on, man. He's the only Robin to die in the line of duty. So
he
I don't
did
really...
fail, yeah.
Damian died in the line of duty.
But he did come back to life.
Yeah.
He did something that, well, Damian
did that too.
But yeah. But
Batman had to go to Apocalypse to make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they just threw Jason in
which,
a Lazarus
pit. Todd and Damian are very similar in their personas.
Yeah, there's definitely more anger, I think, in Todd.
Arrogance. There's a lot of arrogance between those.
Arrogance, violence.
Yeah.
No, I think Jason Todd's very capable, but not as well-rounded.
Yeah.
Like, he's a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's more on the lines of when Batman calls somebody a soldier.
Yeah,
he is a soldier.
He's a soldier. Yeah,
he's more of a foot soldier. Mm-hmm. Like he's, you know, where Dick Grayson can go around, he can be more stealthy. He can be more, you know, he can get, you know,
it's just Swiss Army
just
knife.
The way he moves. Mm-hmm. He's very agile. You know,
he's more polished. He is Batman. Waiting in the wings. You know, if something happens to Bruce, he can take up the cowl, whereas the other
ones... Even if you were to look back at, you know, Grayson, like a younger version of Grayson versus a younger version of, you know, Todd, I still think Grayson is well-rounded. It's not just with the maturity. Which, Todd's the same age
now,
as Grayson.
Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson's not the detective, though.
Yeah, they're close.
He's not, but he is picked up...
Well, I'd say Tim's the detective.
Tim's the detective.
That was brought up when he took over the mantle as Batman.
Tim's the detective, and Tim helped Grayson a lot.
Yeah.
But I think Grayson picked up detective skills.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, what was the Black Mirror? That was
phenomenal.
A good example of him doing
really
good detective work.
Yeah. But they brought that up in when he took on the mantle, that... He had to take up the mantle. Dick Grayson had to take up the mantle of his own Batman. He had to be, you know...
He couldn't be Bruce. He had to be his own.
Because every time he tried to be Bruce, it failed.
Yeah.
He was going to get himself killed. There's a lot of... I mean, that's why I think Batman is such a really liked character and family. Because there's so many of those little points of this person, he exists for a reason. Like, this Robin exists because of this, or this one is like this, you know, where other characters, they just throw them in, and they're just like, well, they're there, you know, but you have more to work with Batman characters, I think.
Yeah, I asked because Eternal has been, you know, Batman and Robin Eternal has been saying, you know, up till now, like, how Grayson was essentially a failure and had to be replaced, which is interesting to me because we get the benefit of seeing Grayson now. So it's nice seeing he turned out to be, in my mind, the most capable. But yeah. the flashbacks are showing that they're trying to play him as being a failure.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that's what has me hooked every week, trying to see how that plays out more and more with the when the past and present finally collide.
Yeah. Yes.
I like how they're tying a bunch of bringing in Spiral into the book. Tying little things from the other series.
Well, it's a celebration of Robin's, is really what it is, even more so than Robin War was.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. Like, in this story, you were just talking about that, where he goes and he sets up the Scarecrow to work for him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, which tells you, basically, that he has her number. Like, he has a plan.
Yeah.
This is the first throughout the whole book, we've been reading it as
Batman was behind the eight ball, but
up to something. Like, yeah, he's maybe with her in this. He might have done something, but and they've done a good job with making you rethink Batman in this story, which I think is kind of.
But even when they tell you that, even when they make you think that he does have a plan, then they still peppered him with, but he lied to Grayson. Yeah. He sent Grayson off to get his coffee.
Yeah,
essentially. So they do still plant those seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
That, Batman did do something he shouldn't have done.
And all these flashbacks have a purpose. Like, they're not just throwing them out there.
No, this is going to have a payoff here sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
so.
And it's been good. I've really liked
it. Yeah, I think this book, 25 issues, whatever it is the perfect length.
Yeah.
But I would definitely miss it when it's done, because I've really enjoyed
enjoyed
the story.
I'm sure they'll do another one.
But I'm really excited to get to the end.
Compared to the original Batman?
Less, but, I mean, that was to be expected.
Yeah.
Still doing well. I mean, selling probably 45 copies a week, which I'll take.
And what were you doing with Eternal? 60?
Yeah, probably 60, 70. But still.
Yeah.
I mean, 45 is about what I do with Spider-Man, so.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Okay.
So I read Dave.
All I have left is Paper Girls, number 4. Did you read that, Josh?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
We're 4 issues in. I still have no idea really what's going on. This book is insane.
Yeah, it's another example of one of those books that you have no idea what's going on,
it a mini or is it an ongoing?
It's ongoing.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it ongoing?
I think so.
I didn't. I was assuming it was a mini series.
They haven't said.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But anyhow, in the issue,
Dave's going to get undressed. I'm like,
nobody wants to see that, believe me.
Colin, you caught him carrying
I always interrupt Dave. I'm sorry, but all of a sudden he unzipped. I'm like,
someone
what are you
wants
doing?
To see it, Dave. Not any of us.
There's somebody for everybody.
Not any of us.
Well, they're following. They're walking. To get back on track, they're walking through the sores with these two teenage guys.
Yeah, these
time travelers or something.
Teenage time traveler mutant looking guys.
And the one girl's been shot, so they're carrying her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attacked by this green blob or something. And it touches the one girl, and then Tiffany, and then she has three pages of her having a flashback playing that Atari game Breakout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I love that game.
And, like, mastering it.
With the old Atari paddle where you could turn it. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah. And they take her. They're taking her to this thing to heal her.
Yeah, that's why they're going with these dudes who killed the guy, the previous guy that said he wanted to help them out and heal her.
Okay.
And so then they're trying to escape from that dude's faction, for lack of a better word, the people that ride the big, was it like a big bird thing?
Yeah, they look like pterodactyls or something.
Which in the beginning you have one of his, someone that's dressed like him talking to some dude in the bedroom in a t-shirt who seems to be like the guy that's coordinating all this.
He has a Public Enemy t-shirt or something on.
Makes no sense. Nothing makes any sense, but it's good. You shouldn't be able to say, I have no idea what this is about, I enjoyed it.
I know. It is so true.
Those things should be mutually exclusive.
But somehow it works.
That's how we talked about multiverse.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it is. I don't know what happened, but it was really good.
That's how we talked about it an hour ago.
So I'm looking forward to issue number 5, so I can't understand that.
You
either.
Threw Dave off, too.
No, I'm easily thrown off by anything. But
Oh, Dave.
No, but like I said, number 5. I won't understand that.
And this one ends with a kind of a cliffhanger because they get to these the device that they think they're going to heal the girl in, and the dudes take her in the device, and like, so we'll just hang out here. We guys are doing 7 minutes of heaven in there, and then the device is a spaceship, and it just takes off. And there's the girls are standing there looking around, like,
yeah, and then the pterodactyls are flying overhead. So
weird, crazy, zany from issue to issue, but pretty awesome still. There's zany stuff that kind of happens. Well, maybe zany is not the right word. Some things feel zany, though, in there.
There's some zaniness.
Like, there's a guy riding a giant, like, ostrich thing and pterodactyls.
Some maybe zaniness, yeah.
There's some zaniness.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the zaniness.
Okay. I agree.
A little bit of zany.
Little bit of zany. Like,
maybe
little,
not the E.
Not like Billy Zane, but, like, just a little bit.
He's the Phantom.
Phantom Billy Zane or Billy Zane from Titanic, you know?
Phantom.
Of course. What's the best rating system? I mean, that's the worst. The Billy Zane scale.
Colin's thinking, oh, I was going to say Titanic.
Yeah. Only other one I have is the last issue of the Fade Out, number 12.
How was that?
It was excellent. I'm not going to give anything away in this book because I want people to buy this and read this. Come to Pittsburgh Comics and demand your copies of The Fade Out.
Demand?
And how many trades of that do you have right now? 2
volumes? Yeah, there's 2 out.
I'm sure they'll release an omnibus of all.
Do you have issues on the shelf when they come to demand
it?
I
doubt I have all of them, though. It's been going on for quite a while.
But
yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's 2 trades
in the final issue.
I don't think they brought out 3.
We learned
the guy finally fades out.
Who the killer is.
3 is the last trade. It's only 12 issues.
So it might be 4-4-4.
We learned the identity of the killer of Maya Silver from the first issue. Bum, bum, bum. And it all fits perfectly. And it just...
It was that guy, wasn't it?
It was that... It was that guy, or maybe it was that girl.
Oh,
I like that. He did good.
Maybe
you
it
mean
was.
The kid?
Maybe it wasn't.
Maybe it was the kid.
Maybe you'll just have to read the book.
She killed herself.
Maybe it was those
aliens from Paper Girls.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Sorry, interrupted again. Poor Dave.
Well, at least you're on topic now.
I will say
naughty list.
It's just the writing is excellent. The art, Ed Brubaker writing art by Sean Phillips is excellent. The everything fits. Just the story of all these broken people, and there's no happy endings in this book. Pretty much for anybody.
You enjoy that kind of thing? You enjoy seeing that misery?
I enjoy being miserable. Why do you think I come here every week?
Whoa! Whoa! We were just majorly
it's a joke. It's a joke.
No, the listeners know that's not a joke. Like we suspected
that. Gave these guys
while.
Their comeuppance.
So
Dave strikes back.
So, read The Fade Out, everyone. You won't regret it.
And if you do regret it, you can find Dave Wednesday nights at Pittsburgh Comics.
Or Christmas Eve.
I also want to announce I will no longer be a attend.
He was probably in your house.
And
I watch you sleep.
Josh.
Please.
Dave. Aw, you were waiting for me. That's nice of you.
Yeah, please go.
Don't let Pat talk anymore. He's getting creepy.
Well, he sees you when you're sleeping.
I know, but it's creepy.
He's watching you when you're sleeping.
I didn't write the song.
He did say a couple weeks ago, very creepily.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's right. I thought that seemed familiar.
First one, I'll mention Batman Beyond, number 8.
That one I gotta catch up on.
Wow. What? I haven't read. You were caught up like a month ago.
I know. And I got delayed.
What do you do all day?
There's only been like one other book. So. You're saying like you got to catch up on like reading a thousand pages.
This is a little bad.
So Neo Gotham is trying to rebuild. We have all these refugees trying to seek shelter in Neo Gotham, and Neo Gotham is turning them away because they don't have the resources.
I was thinking it's topical. Like Trump's the president. And
yeah. Neo Gotham's turning them away because they don't have the resources to support all those people.
They did build a wall around Neo Gotham.
There is a wall. Yeah. We found out that Luke Fox is the mayor of Neo Gotham. And
Batwing?
Yeah, Batwing.
Okay.
And Tim Drake, Batman Beyond, which I guess he's just Batman. I don't know why I said Batman Beyond, but Batman is trying to find Matt, Terry's brother.
Yeah, who, that's right. He went off.
And, yeah, Matt's heading to Metropolis, and we don't know exactly why he's heading to Metropolis yet. And as Drake is investigating, you know, where he might be and why he left, he reasonably believes that Matt may have Green Lantern's ring. And we also get to see a little bit of how Brother Eye initially took over in the initial battle with the Justice League.
Isn't that basically the
what was I going to say? Is it the little story? Is it the little Asian kid?
No.
Batman Beyond, and then they did in Justice League United, I think, where they had the future Justice League, and it was a little Asian kid was the Green Lantern.
Oh, that's from the cartoon.
Aquawoman was, I guess, Aquaman's daughter.
Yeah.
Superman was still Superman, and then Terry was Batman.
Yeah, they're not... this series isn't sticking...
In JLU, that was...
Not the comic. The cartoon.
It was either in the cartoon or it was in Batman Beyond.
The thing about the books, once this Futures End story came out and they made a new Batman Beyond, it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. So, no.
I mean, maybe he's going to become Green Lantern.
I mean, even Barbara Gordon is, like, the age. She's not in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Or was she in a wheelchair?
No, Barbara Gordon was a police commissioner.
That's right. She walked around in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in a wheelchair in that Damien story from the future. We were just talking about it just a little bit ago. That's the one I'm talking about.
But yeah, in this, she's not in a wheelchair. She's the commissioner.
Yeah,
that's what she was in the cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're going to go that route with him becoming Green Lantern.
No, it was there was a separate kid that was a Green Lantern. He was a little Asian kid.
Yeah, he was.
He was a little bald-headed kid.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't a bald-headed Asian kid.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe that kid was killed, or that's why Matt has the ring.
We don't know why Matt has the ring. It looks like he just snatched it after Green Lantern fell.
It sounds like he's trying to fix things. Like he's trying to rebuild.
Yeah, something's going on.
He wants to bring
As Drake's investigating it, he finds like this image of Green Lantern's arm. And that's when he starts to suspect that he has the ring. And what we're seeing as far as the fall, we're seeing whenever Brother Eye first attacked Neo Gotham and Metropolis. Or I guess it was Metropolis he attacked, not Neo Gotham. But when he first attacked, and we see, Micron. Micron's
Micron's the name on
here. We see Micron and Big Barda, which, is Big Barda immortal?
Yeah, she should be.
Oh, yeah, sorry, she's new god, okay. So we see them fighting against, you know, his cyborgs, I guess. Cyborgs. And they think the threat isn't that great, but then suddenly you see when the tide turns and he's just slaughtering everyone, and Micron only survives because he shrinks down to subatomic size.
That's a character they kept. Because that what Micron was in the cartoon series. Okay. He was the Justice League. He was on that Justice League. So they did use him.
And then when he, you know, makes himself back to normal size, that's when he realizes how, you know, much the devastation was. So it was kind of cool getting to see the backstory and the rebuilding aspect of it. This book has gotten a whole lot better since the Brother Eye stuff has, the main conflict with Brother Eye is wrapped up.
It's almost starting to sound like Earth 2.
Yeah.
Where it's about rebuilding and making these cities. And,
yeah, it was cool seeing, as Matt's on his way to Metropolis, seeing these refugees trying to, you know, head towards Gotham, and he encounters something like, Metropolis is a wasteland. Don't go there. It's, you know, it's not the beacon it used to be. Go back to Gotham, come back with us. But he's clearly on some, you know, mission.
Now, going back, you saying he has that Green Lantern ring. Did they ever show anything happening to Oa or the Green Lanterns? Because that's on a different planet altogether. Like, the ring you think would still be trying to find.
Well, that's
like
what I'm saying. I would think it would be trying to find another, yeah.
Maybe a bald-headed Asian
kid. Right, that might be why there is no bald-headed Asian kid, because Matt snatched a ring before he was able
jerk.
To. Well, you never see what happens to it. You just
And that's, this has all been very, you know, it's still very shrouded in mystery, so.
That's cool, though.
There could be more to it. The ring could have chosen it. We don't know, but. All we know is he's on this quest to find Metropolis. To get to Metropolis. Green Arrow, number 48. You guys read Green Arrow? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this picks up the story from the annual from a couple months ago, where he contracted this Leucos virus, which is essentially, you know, werewolf virus. And he's starting to finally show some effects from contracting the virus. And to him, this almost seems like a blessing. He's out in the wilderness in a cabin, and he's kind of putting it to the, you know, the test as he's starting to feel this power within him. And to him, he thinks that he's always felt inadequate when standing next to the Justice League or some of the even bottom barrel villains. But now he feels like he legitimately has some abilities and power. Until he sees someone else who has been fully taken over by this virus and sees what it did to them. It was good. This Green Arrow run with Benjamin Percy, and Patrick Zurcher did this issue with art, but I think he might be off the book now. But this has been an interesting take on Green Arrow. I don't know if it's... It's not nearly as good as the Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino run, but it's definitely a unique take. I think it's very close to being a, you know, very good book. It's just they try to do these very, you know, like high concept stories.
Yeah.
And they seem like they always fall just a little bit short. But
give them an A for effort.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, and you know that it could be really good. It's just, it's very close. It's not a bad book by any means. It just, it's a bit weird. But no, I like it. I hope the book sticks around past the 52 mark. I've heard rumors that book might be done in a few issues, but I'm curious to see where this whole, Leucos virus arc goes. Cause when they had the annual and then right after the annual, it was right back to business as usual. I was, kind of thrown off that they weren't going to play that up more, but so I'm glad they're revisiting that at least. And the last one I'm going to mention is Black Science number 19. So this is continuing with the whole God World thing. So Grant is on this world where he doesn't seem to have any memories of his past at all, and he's been building something. Looks like he's been building a new version of the Pillar. Since he doesn't have any means of getting out of there, but he doesn't remember his past, so it felt like every day he woke up and was reminded by this, you know, computer, who he was and what he was doing.
Oh, so it's the First Dates.
Or Memento, whatever you want to, yeah.
I never saw Memento.
Memento is Chris Nolan's movie where the guy has amnesia and he has to keep getting things tattooed on himself. So he's trying to piece things together, and all of a sudden, things from his past start coming to life, and things from, you know, his imagination start coming to life, and the story starts telling his, you know, origin, for lack of a better word. We're seeing how he became the guy that he was, and we're seeing, you know, issues with his family, and how he caught his mom, you know, cheating on his dad, and he told his dad about it, which resulted in his dad blowing his brains out, And his mom blames him, and you see how he became this kind of cold workaholic who distanced himself from his family and, you know, cheated on his wife and treated people like shit. And the whole time he's trying to find a way to get out of here as well and try and rescue his kids or find his kids or whatever dimension they're in. This issue was maybe the best issue of this series to date.
Doesn't have the topless frog chicks.
No topless frog chicks. Sorry, Pat. But
that sold me on the first issue. I'm like, stripper frog chicks. Yeah. I got to check this out.
What I like about the current arc is this book has really, you know, pivoted and changed drastically within the past couple issues. And I think that really keeps it fresh. And it's not just turning into their version of Sliders or Quantum Leap, where they're constantly going from one dimension to the next dimension and trying to figure things out. This is an interesting take, and this issue has him trying to... He's reliving all these past moments of what made him who he is, what made him such a bastard, and he's shedding all this baggage, and then you find out that when he arrived in this world, that he was asked by this being that if he wanted to, you know, retain those memories, or if he wanted to just be free of those memories, be free of his past, and he chose to be free of them. Mm-hmm. That's why he doesn't have the memory. But now he, you know, once he sheds all this baggage and he sheds all this weight and he's finally free, he then has these memories back and sets off on his mission to try and now find his kids and find the rest of his companions with this pillar he created. He has no idea how long he's been there, how many years it's been that he's been there and not be able to remember anything. And we find that this world is on things in your imagination. Like, you can imagine something and it becomes real. That's why we're seeing all these.
It's imagination land.
Yeah. Imagination. but it was just, it was great. It was a really, really solid.
Is there like an anchor or a tracker or some way that he can know, like, where his kids? Because I'm thinking,
yes.
Okay, because I didn't remember that. And I'm thinking, well, they could be in any dimension. There's infinite possibilities. How would he ever find them?
Yeah, at the end of this issue, he is able to pinpoint where people were at, and he's going after the closest one.
Okay.
But now this is a 5-part arc, this God World arc, and at the end of this, it looks like he's leaving there. So I don't know if something's going to happen that prevents him from leaving, if the God World arc is going to continue once he leaves this. Areas in, but this is one of my favorite books month to month. I mean, Rick Remender's Marvel stuff may not have been that solid, but I feel like his creator and stuff
X-Force
is.
Was.
Yeah,
I didn't read it. His X-Force
run. X-Force was really, really good.
But I mean, like his recent Marvel stuff, but his creator and stuff I feel like has been phenomenal. All 4 books he has, I think it's 4 books. Yeah, Tokyo Ghost, Low, Black Science, and Deadly Class. And he has a new one coming out soon, too.
I better not get too many. He'll be competing with Colin Bunn.
Oh, he's got like 80 books to go before he catches
up. Colin Bunn only has one creator in, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got Harrow County. He's got Six Gun, but we haven't seen an issue of that in a long time.
It's because he's too busy writing everything else.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know if it's done or not. I haven't read it.
He just gave up. He's like, whatever.
That's it for me.
That's it. Holy cow.
Minutes
we might
before
be
10
out of
o'clock.
Here early.
Shop
is nice.
What's coming out next week?
I don't know if I'm a billionaire yet.
Well, it's better we know that. We don't want to know what kind of rant you go off if you win the ticket, you know, while you're
I'm
here.
I'm buying Marvel from Disney.
1.5 is not enough. Yeah. They pay
I think
four
that's
for
their
it.
Price tag on it.
We'll sell
you
Jar Jar for 1.5.
I'll buy DC Comics.
That you might.
So, Adam.
Hi.
Adventure Time Ice King next week.
Yay!
American Monster, that's from Afterburn. That's Brian Azzarello. Interesting concept. This is the one fun thing about doing the TV show is I look up all the new releases so I know a little more about them. And so when I see them now, it's like, hey, I'm a little more prepared on some
episode,
of these.
By the way.
Yeah, as soon as I get him the cover images so that he can mix it. So,
oh, you filmed it?
Yeah, we filmed it Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it's a guy who's trying to become like old school DC superhero, you know, taking a concoction of something and it goes horribly wrong. So I think that could be interesting, especially
you
with that Cerebro.
Concoctions and stuff.
I know. Batman 48 next week. Captain Marvel number 1. Dark Knight 3 Master Race number 2, the hardcover.
Finally.
Yeah.
It's coming out next week. It was funny, I was talking to you? I was talking to somebody today. And we're like, it's not like they were waiting for art, it's just clearly a production issue is why it's delayed.
That's okay.
Deadpool number 6, Pat? Because we went a week without Deadpool this week.
He fought Mad Cat.
It's crazy.
That's my review.
Devolution number 1, or D.
That's
Devolution.
That's
Rick Remender at Dynamite. Basically, something has been released in the atmosphere and it's causing people to devolve and turn back into Neanderthals or whatever. And it's up to the last group of sapiens to keep it, to find a cure and keep it from happening.
I'm just saying confirm.
Oh, okay. Dr. Fate number 8, I know some of you guys are reading that. Hangman number 2, finally, it seems like it's been forever. Only because I know number 1 came out, because we had a number 1 for local comic shop day, and I had read it long before that. So it's like number 2 finally coming out.
The first issue was pretty good.
It was okay. I Hate Fairly in number 4. Yep. Judge Dredd number 2, which I sold out of. I just finally got the Archie one back in this week. The regular cover sold out, but I was able to get the Archie variant of number 1 back in.
It was a good variant, but I really like the regular cover.
Yeah, but it's not available anymore. Justice League Dark Side War. Second prints finally coming in for Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, Shazam, and Superman. Klaus number 2 second prints coming in too, because I botched ordering that one.
Ready for the next issue of that. That's a pretty good book.
I didn't read 2 yet. Had to wait for second prints. Lucifer number 2. I sold out of number 1 and
I
still haven't
really
read
good.
It.
Mm-hmm. I really like that one.
Nowhere Men. The only reason I'm pointing out Nowhere Men number 7 is number 6 shipped October 15th, 2013.
I think that book wrapped.
So this is one of those, you can't come up with an issue. This is over 2 years later. It's, and sadly it's being written by the publisher of Image. So it's one of those.
Oh, man.
Okay. Patsy Walker, aka Hellcat number 2.
Was he busy with other real comics?
I don't know.
Is Eric Stevenson, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but it's like one of those.
Well, he writes real comics.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Oh, that's right. Well, this is not a licensed comic. Poison Ivy, Cycle of Life and Death, number 1. Silver Surfer, number 1. Star Wars 15. Star-Lord, number 3. And Star-Brand and Night Mask, number 2. I'm just looking. These two numbers combined is really scary.
Do you think Star-Brand and Night Mask is going to outsell Dark Knight?
No, but let's have a challenge.
If you're not able to do that, you're a failure.
I am. Yeah. I am a failure. Symmetry number 2. I really like Symmetry number 1. I thought that was really good. Titans Hunt number 4. Tokyo Ghost number 5. I think I didn't read 4 yet. Totally Awesome Hulk number 1, second print. So if you missed out, because I sold out of this one quick. Which
you said you liked that.
I did like it. And it's sadly, I didn't order low, but I ordered about where Hulk was selling. But with a lot of trepidation.
How would you know how an Amadeus Cho book
exactly.
going to sell? Yeah.
Exactly. Uncanny X-Men number 2.
What about Bitchin' X-Men?
No, that's coming. That's good. That's going to be after Civil War.
Okay.
And then Wrath of Eternal Warrior number 3. So, I mean, there's, of course, a lot of other things. Those are just the highlights. So you can find me here at the store. I know that's a shock.
Maybe not.
You can email me, Colin@PittsburghComics.com, or go to the website, PittsburghComics.com, Facebook under Pittsburgh Comics, and at PGH Comics.
If they do come in the store, is there anything special going on? Any sales?
Specials? Well, I don't know. I might actually get that posted on the website sometime, since it was supposed to be the January sale.
But now
today is only the 13th.
The remainder of January and February.
And February. I decided to continue on.
I like how Josh keeps you straight.
He is.
Yeah.
Josh.
Make sure you do everything.
Yeah. Well, only because it's a Valiant sale. If it was a Marvel sale, he'd be like,
I keep you straight on this stuff, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
But
Josh, some credit.
Doing double points all month long and all next month long, because I'm, on all Valiant graphic novels. You can find them all. Well, most of them, to be fair. Right by the front door. I don't have those big deluxe hard covers there.
Now, we have someone here that decided to take advantage of that.
Yes,
yes.
Recently. What are your thoughts, Pat?
I thought that
it's
the
like
Valiant
a bad
was...
infomercial.
No. Like Slap Chop?
No, like I'm watching TV and all of a sudden, is it the old Cowboys quarterback, Danny White, is all of a sudden pitching some home security system. And, this girl's interviewing who has no idea who he is. And it was just so forced. I'm just sitting there watching it. It's just like a little, you know, 30-second minute long commercial. Yeah, but you're just watching it going, so it but you're just watching it going, oh, you've sunk so low, Danny. But I'm sorry.
Best kind.
Well,
so,
right,
Pat, what book did you read?
I read The Valiant.
And how was it?
I thought it was excellent. No, in all
but if you act now, you can get two copies of The Valiant.
No.
Only pay extra shipping and handling.
If you act now, you can get your picture taken with a battle axe.
That's true.
True.
That's
very
true.
True. And that will go up on the website.
Why are you
once I post it.
we'll go up on the website and we'll also be forwarded onto Valiant.
Yes.
So they'll know, and they'll probably.
And on the website, I'll put some recommended reading order of
go
things.
On the
and
website, yeah. Friends
yeah.
So, URG.
So we are working. You know, it's funny. I should write down my my New Year's resolutions because I do it every year and fail miserably. But the one
that's
because
you don't. If you publish them, then we can
yeah.
hold it to them.
Well,
yeah.
One of it is more social media awareness. Just do more on social media than, you know, especially Twitter, where it's mostly hockey comments.
Or just the automated Twitter for. Posts.
Yeah.
You have too many New Year's resolutions. That's the problem. That's what's
yeah.
Gonna,
no. But it's to do that. But yeah, mostly just and make the website more than just here's the podcast. Here's what's coming next week. Here's the podcast. Here's what's coming next. So
we always talk about it and try, and then we fall off the wagon quickly.
And yeah,
we got
well,
two
like,
reviews up. Pat and I did a review, and then it was that was
yeah.
It. What the hard thing about the review though is unless it's something. Like a collection or like I don't want to write a review for a book.
I wish I wrote a review for a couple of the like number ones.
Yeah,
recently.
Okay.
My thing is I need to take like notes after I read it, and nothing major, but just jot. And I just normally don't because it's like oh, especially like it's Wednesday morning, and normally I read comics between my first and second cup of coffee while the kids look because Katie gets on the bus at. 7:30 and Dick gets on the bus at 8:30. So in that hour, normally that's when I try to get
yeah.
you know the reading done.
Yeah.
One thing you need to do on the
just
website
more plowing
more,
through.
Where you do on the podcast a lot is you plug a lot of like the odd books.
Yeah.
That nobody knows
yeah I need
too
to I
about. That would
I
be
need
a
to
good
do a
thing,
lot
more,
more
for the website than the podcast.
Yeah.
I think he does whenever we do the picks of the week.
Yeah, he
yeah,
does.
Well, he does that.
He only picks the yeah.
I try. Yeah. Just to raise awareness kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
Just to, oh, what's this? You know, that's all I'm trying to get people to
We've
do.
Been doing good with that. Well,
except
we
for this week.
Oh, come on. I totally forgot this week.
Yeah,
my big thing this week is I'm trying to finish the inventory and trades. One, I mean, it's mostly just
this
to
month.
Make sure the computer's right. yeah, this month. That's right. I've been doing it for 2 weeks now. And it's just, it's one of those things you got to get it done in a timely fashion. And I hate restarting cause I've gotten so much done, but, I'm getting through, hopefully finish this week and then I can concentrate more.
Well, you do that. I'll post the Valiant sale. Come get double points. Do you think you'll be buying any more Valiant stuff, Pat? Checking.
You know, I actually bought two Valiant things today.
What?
Wow.
Two today?
I,
wow.
Did you
believe
get
that?
A picture again with that?
No.
You just have a bunch of pictures of Pat.
It's the only guy buying
it. It'd be
this
just
stuff.
Like when I was, you know, employee of the month, like 20 months in a row.
Yeah. It's double points, you said, right?
Yeah,
double
points
on all Valiant
on the trades.
Yeah. If you're doing the issues, which is going to be too complicated and hard. So, yeah.
Because you want to have
but just
start.
A little bonus. I mean, and the nice thing is all the number ones, I think, are $9.99.
Yeah,
so,
all the
granted, your double
ones,
points
yeah.
doesn't really help you a ton on that, but it's
but you
still...
Like it.
Yeah, but now
yeah.
I got enough points, so I can get another trade.
Yeah, but and it's also just kind of a way to say, hey, it's only $10.
The double
and,
points, it's essentially 20% off, so it makes the book like $8.
Right, but, or what you can do is, let's say you have $10 on your card,
yeah.
grab a Valiant
yeah.
trade, it's free, you know, or not all of them, but, you know, the ones.
Every single person that I think we've talked to that's actually
tried
it out has
yeah.
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because uniformly, the art, I mean, it's a quality product.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, some of the issues, the cover stock is a little wonky, but.
It's still better than Marvel.
Yeah, but, I mean, the art's good, the story's good.
Sherman is
you know, it's
than
not
Marvel.
A cheap, it's not a, yeah, it's not a minuscule little trade. It's, you know,
yeah,
it's a solid.
Shit on it too. Mm-hmm. Don't
squeeze
the Marvel.
Yeah.
What do you recommend as like a good starting off point for like you don't
same,
have to know anything.
Same thing I told Pat. I mean, unless you really want to start back at the very, very, very beginning,
yeah.
I would start off with the Valiant trade. It was their literally last event miniseries was Book of Death. This was the one before that,
okay.
But it really is the event, the miniseries event that molds the current books or the direction of the current Valiant universe. and you don't really have to have much knowledge to. You don't have to have any knowledge previously
of any
going
of the
into
characters. It kind of
you may have a couple questions. Like Pat asked me a couple questions about Armstrong's character, Galad's brother. But to enjoy the book and get the full effect of the book, you don't have to have any previous knowledge. And from there, that spins into Bloodshot Reborn. And it spins into Book of Death, which then spins into Wrath of Eternal Warrior, and also gives you a taste of, like, Ninjak, so if you want to check out Ninjak. And then other books, if you want something that's completely separate, I should say completely, but mostly separate from the other stuff, like Rye is pretty separate, although you start to see ties to the current universe, but it's 2,000 years in the future. Divinity is very separate, even though we have some of the characters, but you can read it on its own without any previous knowledge.
The two characters that have interested me in this whole thing, cause, and you've been talking about them a lot, are Eternal Warrior and Bloodshot. And those are two that I was looking at as well.
The Goat. I want to know the Goat story.
And that's what...
And that's the other book,
Quantum and Woody.
Yeah, I thought Quantum and Woody looks
interesting.
It looks fun.
Pat picked up today.
I got Bloodshot, Reborn, and Quantum and Woody.
But yeah, that's what Dave did, too, when you... You read The Valiant and then read Bloodshot Reborn out of that. Because previous to that, you weren't reading any Valiant stuff.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think I mainly picked up Bloodshot Reborn because Jeff Lemire was the writer. But after reading it, you know, I appreciate the character and the character's backstory.
You just like Bloodsquirt.
And I like Bloodsquirt, too.
Sounds kind of weird.
No worse than hot Wookiee on Wookiee action.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I can name it that.
I think you can.
I think that would might raise like, raise flags. At
I think yeah.
iTunes. iTunes. Well, you probably can.
Just give it a shot.
If you get rid of
happens.
Hot,
just Wookiee on Wookiee action.
It's not hot. but they're getting it on.
It's a different kind of action. Nobody will second guess it.
Okay, so cross off hot.
Yeah.
So just Wookiee on Wookiee action.
Rewrite.
Cool Wookiee on Wookiee action.
That's a podcast.
Dave, would you do it properly, please?
That is the podcast.
We're going to have to work on this. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. When a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take you back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like. On these cats, right? Yeah.
spitting the rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches the wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks, I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock, when I'm killing it, yo, please. Shots to your chest, you're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody'll save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's even on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhero.